The next patient is Mr. Angel Ruiz. The last name is R like in Roger, U like in uniform, I like in India, Z like in Zulu. First name Angel, A-N-G-E-L. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old Hispanic male that is following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The most recent laboratory workup that was done in January the 19th, 2023, the patient has a creatinine of 1.8, the BUN of 24, and an estimated GFR of 38. Unfortunately, the urine has not been reported. The patient has evidence of an increase in the PTH to 83, the phosphorus is 2.7. We don't know the amount of protein that the patient is excreting in the urine, period. Number two, the patient has a severe coronary artery disease. Apparently, he had more than 10 stents, and in August of 2020, the patient had an emergency coronary artery bypass graft. Period. At the present time, the patient is taking a Plenorol, E-P-L-E-R-E-N-O-N-E, 25 milligrams on daily basis. He's also taking Farxiga, 5 milligrams every day, which in turn is going to have a renal protective effect. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. This diabetes mellitus has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C was reported 6.4 on January the 13th, 2023. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension is under control. The blood pressure reading is 118 over 74, period. Following number, the patient was evaluated by Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, and she did a carotid ultrasound, and one of the carotid arteries is blocked 50%. Intervention is not necessary. Following number, the patient has a BPH. This BPH is under evaluation by Dr. Onishi, and apparently, because of the persistent nocturia, he is going to need a TURP. Period. We emphasize the need for this patient to follow a low sodium diet, a plant-based diet, and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. We are going to reevaluate the case the following number, the patient has evidence of vitamin B12 deficiency. The determination of vitamin B12 was 256 picograms per ml, which is deficient. For that reason, we are going to give a prescription to give 1,000 micrograms IM every week for 4 weeks and then monthly. Prescription was sent to the pharmacy. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.